Dark Chocolates of the Bulls and Queens podcast, and I'm here with my co-pilot.
Fun Charlie.
Just Fun Charlie? I mean, nothing else?
Fun motherfucking Charlie.
Oh, shit. It's almost like I didn't hear that before, like a few minutes ago. So we tried to record an interview. I'm sorry. We tried to record an intro earlier and it was all botched up. So we're re-recording the intro. So this is going to be a really, really good intro.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This is going to be our best intro ever.
We practice already.
Fuck yeah. It's going to like win a Grammy Award.
Yeah.
That's how good it's going to be.
Grammy.
Yeah. But in today's episode of the Bulls and Queens podcast, we have ourselves a lovely guest from Texas that I interviewed in AVN Las Vegas earlier this year. So we'll introduce her on the podcast when it gets started. But Charlie, let's fill in the listeners on where and what we've been doing the past week and what we got planned for the next few upcoming weeks. So where do we go to this weekend?
This weekend, we went to Tucson, Arizona, where we attended the Hot Wife Palooza, which was very interesting and fun.
Yeah.
It is a Hot Wife event where the Hot Wife couples, single guys, and I think there were some single ladies, get together to have some good old-fashioned sexy fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good old-fashioned sexy fun.
Yes.
So they're doing the horizontal polka.
Yeah.
They're doing bed Olympics.
Yes.
That made no sense whatsoever.
No, it's okay.
There is a bunch of mattress actresses trying to win nominations for the Oscars.
Okay.
Am I going too far?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what she said. So it was a lot of fun, and it was great. It was awesome. And we recommend that y'all go there. So thank you to the hosts
yes.
who put on the Hot Wife Palooza. And what do you have going on in the next couple weeks?
I have a swinger gangbang party that I'm going to with Eve the Sexy Fairy. We are going to get down and dirty. Then after that, I'm going to immediately leave that party and go to XBiz and meet you, where we are staying.
XBiz where?
In Miami. Thank you. Where we are going to be staying at with CJ Films and be doing collabs and stuff there, which will be my first time. You've already done collabs with him, for him.
Thank you, thank you.
And it'll be my first time, so
yes.
Gotta break my cherry.
Yeah, yeah, gotta pop that cherry, baby. Yeah, so Charlie's definitely gonna be very, very tired because she's gonna be flying from that party in Houston, Texas, all the way out to Miami for XBiz.
Yeah.
And then I will be staying in Las Vegas that weekend, and I will be chilling with my son, and I will be a somewhat good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
boy. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And what we got planned for this week is I did a collab yesterday with the lovely Victoria Peaks mm-hmm. from Virginia. So that was fun. We had a lot of fun and all that. And then I have two more collabs this week. And then Saturday, I have a sensual massage appointment with two of my favorite clients out in Southern California. So I'll be driving out there, staying the night and doing that. So love those guys. This is like their fourth or fifth session. And I'll be coming back to Las Vegas because Charlie and I have a cuck that is coming to Vegas to get his ass cucked.
Cooked. Yes.
Cucked. Yes.
Cuck Jordan.
Yeah, Cuck Jordan. We're going to humiliate him.
Degrade him.
Tease him.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Put him through the ringer.
Yeah. We're going to put him through, like, all types of bullshit that he could not even imagine. And he is going to fucking love that.
Every
yes.
second.
And it's going to be 8 hours of terror.
8 hours.
8 hours. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Yes. You better come ready. There's going to be dildos where he's going to be wearing like tutus and panties and stuff like that.
And leather and latex and...
Yeah, and he's going to eat. Oh my. Ooh, I made it like that. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to bear his ass. That's what he's going to do. Yeah. And he's going to eat plenty of cream pies too.
Yes.
Fresh from the bakery, baby.
Fresh from the bakery.
Yeah. Yeah. His plate is going to be your pussy.
Yep.
And I'm going to be the baker.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot and fun, and we're all going to be exhausted after that 8 hours, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And then the day after that, on Monday, hey, you guys know that Doc Chocolate doesn't take any breaks. I am filming with the lovely Asian Bellagio, and she is a lady creator that is out of Philadelphia, and she'll be flying in. They call her Asian because she's Asian. They call her Bellagio because she squirts like the Bellagio water fountains in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be wet and wild. I'm going to bring my goggles and my scuba gear and all that.
Definitely.
Yes. Pray for me that I don't drown.
Yes. Drown the best way possible.
Yes. I'll die a happy man. Yeah. And you guys and ladies that are listening to this, if you want to partake in some of our activities that we do extracurricular-wise, such as sensual massages or cucking or gangbang parties, make sure you go to docchocolatefans.com and click that last link that says book me and we'll talk. Again, that's docchocolatefans.com and click that link. But without further ado, here goes that episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
So, Miss Abby Rose, how you doing today, girl?
I'm good. I'm real good. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Thank you for being on here. So, how are you enjoying AVN?
I love it. I mean, it's been a whirlwind of ups and downs, but I like meeting the fans. I love meeting like other creators, and I like dressing slutty.
I see. I mean, you gotta. Oh, okay, hold on.
You got my aliens.
Gotta see it.
Can I show my aliens?
You can show the aliens.
You got my aliens.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
So I came from another planet today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's out of this universe and she has been sending guys out of this earth and out into the atmosphere and stuff like that.
You know,
like,
yeah.
She's been killing it.
Yeah.
So, Abby, how do people find you? Like, what's the best place for people to find your OnlyFans and
definitely
content?
The best is OnlyFans, of course.
Okay.
But my OnlyFans is, it's literally ITS. So that's
kind of
confusing, you know?
It was confusing to me. I was like, it what?
It is involved in the username.
Okay.
It's Abby Rose OF.
It's Abby Rose, okay?
OF.
OF.
Yes.
It's Abby Rose OF.
Yes.
.com? Or OF.com/. I know you got a link tree with the website.
I got a link tree.
You don't have a website with your name.
No, I need that. But if there's any techie guys out there that want to do it,
okay, I will do
I'll
it
show
for you.
My aliens.
Okay, since you showed me your aliens, I will do it for you.
Okay.
And I will transfer the name for you because you need it.
Okay.
And one of these assholes that are watching this video will try to snap up your name. So we're going to get you itsabbyrose.com.
Okay.
But that's your link tree page.
Okay.
Right. Is that a deal?
Okay,
high five.
A deal.
Yeah. I gotta make sure that I am treating my aliens correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, she's not illegal, by the way. But
I guess
so,
I'm
happy. Oh shit. So how long, Miss Beautiful Abby Rose, have you been in porn and the adult industry?
Okay, yeah, I've been in for 4 years.
4 years? Yes. Okay, so you're like a veteran then. I mean, four years is a long time.
But mainstream, only 6 months.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So I'm assuming you were doing OnlyFans before that?
So I did the gateway drug, starting with stripping.
Okay.
So stripping to Chatterbait, Chatterbait to OnlyFans, OnlyFans to mainstream, and then now I just do a little bit of all of it.
I like that. Yes. So that's like the evolution of an adult star.
Yes, it really is.
All right. So which like niche did you like the best? Were you more of a, hey, I dig stripping, I dig the camming, or you dig the adult film where you get paid, or?
I like a little bit of each of it, and then it's like I get bored easily, so it's just nice to switch it up. So I like that I kind of have a variety.
Okay.
There's not one that I like more than the other. I didn't really like stripping. I love meeting like people, and I love meeting men and my fans and stuff. But
can I be
when,
your
like
fan?
Guys are super.
Can
drunk,
I be your fan?
Like, oh, yes, you can. You want to lap dance? Thank you.
I'm just saying. I mean, hey, y'all haven't. If you're listening to this on audio, Abby has a bootay. It's not a booty. It's a bootay.
Oh, I like
so,
that.
Yeah,
I like that.
B-O-O-T-A-Y.
Bootylicious.
Bootylicious. There you go, girl. There you go. So, all right. So, what's the most exciting thing that you have experienced so far at AVN? Because this is your first AVN, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. I was telling you, I kind of met like a hot guy, so that was cool.
It wasn't me. Like, I'm a warm guy. I'm a warm guy, but she met a hot guy.
He's already taken, so I have to go for somebody else.
Damn it.
But yeah, no, I've been enjoying like the parties. I'm old, you know.
You're old.
I'm not old, but I'm getting older.
I guarantee you.
I've been to bed at 8, you know. Okay.
I guarantee you, Miss Sexy Abby Rose, that I am older than you.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
37. 38. 40. What?
Now you know dang well that black don't crack.
That is true.
Hi. 44 going on 45.
Dang, look at you. You got a good body under this too.
I do a couple push-ups here and there and everywhere. You know, some pull-ups and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was looking at you and I was like, okay, she in her 30s. So yeah. I was like, you're because like you don't have that 20s look where you're kind of like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, yeah. But like you're definitely not
I'm
in your 40s.
No.
I was like, you know, maybe she's 32, 33 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was
but you know, like I feel like ever since like 25. You know, your body starts hurting, like, you know, 25 and up, you're kind of just like, that's when things start, you start to feel life a little bit more.
I got you.
You
I
know,
got you. Yeah.
So, but I've been bringing back my party days since I've been here. So I've been having fun, you know, meeting the fans and, you know, just enjoying.
I like that.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures in playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
So you told me that you were making some good money selling your panties at the booths. Okay, tell me about that experience. Like, is it like a weird transaction or whatnot when a guy comes and he's like, "Ooh, Abby Rose, I've seen you online. I want to buy your panties."
No, I have to bring it up because they're kind of discreetly packaged, so they don't even know that I'm doing it. But I was actually like pulling down my underwear that I was wearing there. And like these, I would like pull them down and like give it to him. So that was fun. Shoot. And then I got in trouble for that. So
you okay.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah, that was me, you guys. I went to her booth and I was like, just slipping the panties. And I was like, yes. And I was like,
you got me in trouble.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay,
okay,
worth it.
You're an alien, so you should just hop in your UFO and fly off.
Peace.
So, okay. So, you do paid films, you do collabs, but tell me how you mix and match the both two arenas. Like, do you do more film work that's paid, or do you do more collabs? Like, what does that look like for you, Miss Rose?
I do about 3 to 5 mainstream scenes a month, and then I do about like 6 OF collabs a month.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you feel like it's good for you to do that, where you kind of have that mixture where, yeah, you're getting paid the one-off money from the studios, but then you're also building up your OnlyFans, which is pretty much going to give you long-term residual income?
Yeah. I mean, the reason I did mainstream was to meet like verified creators that are like, you know, if you're doing mainstream, you're going to be pretty good at sex. So I was like,
really? Are you sure?
Yeah, most mainstream people are pretty good. I haven't had any bad experience in mainstream yet, and like that's why I really like working with mainstream people more than just like creators, because I've just had better experience with mainstream.
I gotcha.
But then I like to like meet the mainstream people, get the connection formed on set, and then we go and fucking make like an at-home movie for OnlyFans, which is always 10 times better.
It's always 10 times better, so y'all need to make sure that you go to her OnlyFans, which is...
It's Abby Rose OF. ITSABBYROSEOF.
We're going to get her itsabbyrose.com.
Yes.
And I'm going to get it for her after we're done with this interview, because I'm just a nice guy.
You are.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. I'll hook you up, too.
Oh, thank you. Panties.
Yes. All right,
so so who is the like your favorite guy that you work with?
J-Mac.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, tell us more about J-Mac. He was like, it's J-Mac.
I'm like, and I just went into a fantasy of thinking about everything.
Hold on, is that drool coming down?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I love Hispanic men. I don't know, that's just like my normal type, I guess. So he's got that like Latin flavor. He's got a nice dick.
Muy caliente.
Filming, like he gets like perfect angles, and then like he's also efficient too. So like, and he doesn't like, he, you know, he has a family and stuff, so he's not like trying to ask you out on dates and stuff like that. So it's just everything from start to finish is fucking smooth, and I loved it.
I like that. Yeah, because like that's one reason why I personally like in my content game, I like to work with ladies that are in relationships or married, because like I know there's not going to be any type of boundary crossing, if that makes sense.
No drama.
Yeah, and like single ladies, I love y'all. Y'all are some of the most beautiful ladies out there, but sometimes you guys are crazy.
That's why we're single.
Oh, that's why they're single. Okay, okay.
No.
Oh, not you. I promise, not you.
This woman is
a sweetheart. She's as sweet as she is beautiful. Like, I promise you. But like, yeah. But you were in a longer relationship, so that counts.
Yeah.
You got references. You got good references.
I got a good They stuck around for a while, yeah.
Yeah, see? She has a good resume. Yeah. So if there's anybody that's rich and handsome and just...
Funny.
Not funny looking, but...
Definitely funny.
Yeah.
And a little weird. I like weird.
Define weird.
Like, thinks outside of the box and, like, gets a little weird. Like, says weird things. I like.
Like?
That. Like, kind of, like, deep stuff. Like the types of movies I enjoy are, like, dark, like, weird movies.
Okay.
Yeah, that make you think. So I like people like that.
Okay. Can we have, like, a real quick weird conversation together?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. You start. She's being very, very weird now, you guys. I don't understand this. Why are you being weird?
I've gotten like so much better at not unleashing my weirdness since I've been in the industry.
Just unleash it. Unleash it. Ooh. Ooh.
She just grabbed me by the mouth and then she headbutted me. Like, what is going on? Somebody save me.
I'm literally dying right now.
All right, I'm gonna start.
Okay.
You have the sexiest kneecaps. And I want to lick them.
Oh.
And your kneecaps taste like apple pie.
Oh. That makes me want to let you. I'm just joking. That escalated quickly.
That escalated real quick. Like, I mean, hey, the bakery was open and the cream pie was in there. I was about to give her a double for the price of one cream pie. Like, y'all don't know. Hey, this got X-rated really quickly.
Yeah. And my brain, like, oh my god, it just constantly goes like, cream pies, honestly.
Well, you could have cream pies. Okay, so tell me about cream pies, okay?
Yes.
So, like, okay, so I got a thing, and I tell guys this all the time, right? If you're cream pieing a woman, don't cream pie all the way deep down in her pussy.
Well,
you gotta pull
for
out.
For camera.
Yeah, for camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, real sex, yeah.
Yeah, real you sex. Go deep.
Yeah. Cream pie her deep down into her soul.
Yes.
So that she feels it, right?
I want it to, like, come up and
yes,
out of
like,
my mouth.
Wow, like foam. Like a foaming. They're gonna be like, that chick got some rabies.
Exactly.
Okay, I guess I did get a little bit weird there.
Yeah, I like that.
But no, like, yeah, so like, because it feels good to us and you ladies, obviously, if we're cream pie you know,
like
deep
it.
Down, right? But for camera purposes, like, I told guys, pull out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like,
just a tip.
Yeah, just a tip. Just a tip. Which, like, you, right? Is that, do the guys in the pro shoots, are they pretty good at that?
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls & Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
Okay. Pro shoots, like, is really hit or miss with cum because they come so much. Same with creators. Like, big loads. I haven't seen very many big loads, but in my personal life, I have.
Okay.
But, like, in creator life, because we're all fucking so much. So the load, I think they just, you don't have as much, you know?
But, okay.
But, like, Jack Slayer was really good at it.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
He did that perfect. But his dick is so big. It's like,
You probably only got like half of the cream pie.
Yeah,
him,
yeah, exactly. You know? Like, no matter where he cream pies me, like, it's not in that far, so it's like, it's going again and
like,
come out.
It's coming out, it's coming out. Like, one time she was fucking Jack Slayer, and she was like, I feel you in my left lung.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's
no,
what
but,
you.
But to be honest, he's actually so gentle and like, not like gentle and like a hair, like, okay. He's doesn't hurt you, but he's still rough. Does that make sense? He doesn't hurt your pussy.
I don't have a pussy.
Like some guy, I know it. I hope so. I don't think I can envision you with a pussy.
We just got told. But go ahead. So
yeah, so Jack Slater is like huge and does have a big dick, and he does like lay it down. He throws down the pipe, but he's also like gentle and makes sure that he doesn't hurt you. Okay. He's has good awareness of his body.
Okay. Yeah. And I can tell because like I've never met him. I follow him, but like I've seen him on there was a Netflix show that he was in a few years ago where they were talking about the porn industry, and he just seemed like a total gentleman.
Oh yeah. Big time, like
that's a big ass, huge black brother dude of a man, and he just like
jacked.
Destroying pussies left and right. But he got that down south southern hospitality.
He's a super nice guy. Super nice guy. I love him.
Okay, cool. So let me ask you this, Miss Sexy Abby Rose, that doesn't have a website yet, but she will when the interview comes out. What or where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I want to be out of the industry as far as relying on it for my main source of income. So I want to have other sources of income coming in so that I can do this just purely for fun. Like not feel the pressure to like get a certain amount of scenes in. I just do it when I want to, when I'm feeling horny as fuck. And I am always horny, but you know, there
you
are,
should not have
there
told me
are
that.
Some
you should not have told me that.
Not. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't want it to be like, oh, fuck, like, I gotta go fuck this person, you know? I want it to be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go fuck this person. So that's my goal.
Let me ask you this, okay? So, like, as a single person, like, did you find yourself, like, saying, okay, I'm horny, I gotta get some dick. Okay, let me just call Sam or Rob over just so that I can get some dick. And then you're like, let's throw the camera out there, too, so I can get some content out of it. Like,
no, I like off-camera sex so much now.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I'm, like, in my personal life, I don't really like having the camera, to be honest.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I think most people are like that, where they just want to have sex off-camera. Because, like, I talk to a lot of lifestylers and content creators, and we all like to have sex off-camera.
Yeah.
Because you feel the need to, like, have to get angles and perform and whatnot.
Yeah.
Where if you're doing it off-camera, you know, you can get all nice and close.
Yes.
And just,
right? A lot more, like, intimate, I feel like, off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one issue that I had with content creators when I was single was, you know, like, I'm like, hey, I just want to hook up. And like, they're just like, oh, can we set up a camera? And I'm like, no. You're messing it up. No. Shit. So, okay. So, last question, Miss Abby.
Cool.
This is your first AVN.
Yes.
So, what advice would you give to somebody who is coming to their first AVN?
Don't bring too slutty of outfits because you'll get in trouble. Like this I got in trouble for you. So you can't wear pasties that show, which I thought that this is covering it, but so, apparently they still show, so you can't wear it.
Okay, and I feel like that's silly because we're at a porn convention, right? And yeah, I understand if ladies are walking out with their, you know, titties, nipples, coochies all hanging out.
Yeah.
Not, right? But we're at a porn convention and we're in Las Vegas, and you see women walking around with bikinis that show a lot more.
That's what I'm saying. And I would totally understand if this wasn't a 21 and up casino, but like no 21 and under is even allowed in the casino. So there's no families walking around, nothing like that. So if there was families here staying at the hotel, then oh my God, I would totally understand that. But the most people staying here know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're all of age. We've all seen the things. So.
I've never seen titties before. Oh my God, they're aliens. They're such beautiful aliens. You gotta do it for the camera. You gotta do a little close up of the camera.
Oh yeah.
All right. So y'all, this is Abby Rose and her sexy alien titties. Say bye.
Bye. Peace.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.